This is a podcast for 21 Bits.
What's news?
5 november is dé grote dag voor de Verenigde Staten. Dan trekken de Amerikanen naar de stembus en wordt de president gekozen die de volgende 4 jaar het land zal leiden. Het gaat tussen voormalig president Donald Trump of Kamala Harris, die voordien vicepresident was van Joe Biden. Zij zou trouwens ook de eerste vrouwelijke president van de Verenigde Staten zijn.
It was a hard time sometimes and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Ik belde met Sahir Canales, een 20-jarige Amerikaanse student die hier studeert in België en die zich niet thuis voelt in beide partijen. Voor Sahir zijn er verschillende problemen in het beleid en hij vindt het dus moeilijk voor wie hij moet stemmen.
I like how Trump expresses himself. He, like he's very outlandish. Sorry. His personality really like. In the world that we live in now, I feel like he appeals to more people in the way that he expresses his intentions, to what he wants to do for the country in the next 4 years. The Republicans, so the issue that I have with them is they don't really support the more incoming immigrants. So mm-hmm. Because they are scared that those people will take over their jobs because they're doing it very efficiently. So, yeah, they make them carry this type of envy. And as for the Democrats, yeah, I support what they do, what they want to do for the immigrant community as well. They don't portray them in this this radical way and this. They made them look like evil or something.
Mm-hmm. So you don't like how Kamala Harris expresses herself, or?
No, I feel like she's. I understand that she may have good intentions, but I feel like she's too robotic.
Heeft hij de huisvestingcrisis van dichtbij meegemaakt. Hij heeft in 2022 3 maanden bij zijn tante gewoond, die werkt in vastgoed.
Yeah, so she's been complaining about the whole situation as well. Like, rent is also rising. There's a lot of housing crisis occurring there, and she's part of real estate. So she understands, the crisis itself, and, of course, the difficulty it is for individuals looking for where to stay at. Like, there, for example, now, days, there are a lot of property owners that are turning their places into Airbnb. So, and that takes up a lot of space, takes up a lot of spot housing for people.
In de Verenigde Staten zijn de verschillende nieuwsoutlets politiek gekleurd. Voor Sahir, iemand die centraal staat, is het moeilijk om een neutraal standpunt te vinden waar hij soms wel nood aan heeft.
As I mentioned before, there's bias in between the two, and they try to bash each other with this, like certain allegations come out from Kamala or from Trump, and yeah, it can really have like if one of the parties can have the upper hand in that. It really benefits them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of control that they have. I believe it should be neutral. There's a lot of internet pages coming out nowadays that they try to distinct which side the articles are coming from, like right or left or centrist, liberal, or so on. And I believe platforms like that should be what most people are able to, research on. Because if people only see one side of it, then they don't know what, what to uncover on the other, because, yeah, it's... It's a big issue that we have.
Mm-hmm. Hij voelt ook te weinig representatie voor mensen met dezelfde politieke standpunten zoals hem. Dit zorgt ervoor dat sommige mensen niet gaan stemmen omdat ze zich dus niet vertegenwoordigd voelen. Ondanks dat Sahir nu in het buitenland woont, kan hij nog steeds stemmen in Amerika.
So it says I can vote from here. And what I basically have to do is just register with my information, my identity and all that. And yeah, I can just vote from here.
Oh,
and send
okay.
my ballot electronically.
Yeah. Mm. So like online, just online you can vote for
yeah.
what you want.
It's not really you need to attend to the actual the center.
Mm, okay. So are you a US citizen now? So will you vote in the upcoming elections?
Yes, I'll try to.
De komende weken beloven dus spannend te worden in de Verenigde Staten. Het sterk gepolariseerde politieke landschap maakt het voor sommigen, waaronder Sahir, lastig om een keuze te maken bij het stemmen. Dit is een probleem dat Amerika moet aanpakken, zodat mensen hier niet gaan vervreemden van het politieke proces.